back here in Salem as we are in the postgame report as the Central Falcons are victorious here today. They win the state championship 4-1 over the King William Cavaliers. And I'm joined now by the winning pitcher today. That is Lexi Burkholder. Congratulations.
Thank you.
State championship. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, man, that was awesome. Tell me what was going through your mind today as you head out to the circle to start the game.
Yeah, we were just staying confident, and we knew once we got past yesterday, we were just good for today. Just staying confident and knowing that everyone had each other back. It was great.
Yeah. Well, did you have a strategy facing this team? Did you get to watch them any yesterday and have a game plan coming in?
We only watched the first inning, and just so we knew what we were coming into. We knew that they had a strong defense, and we knew that they could hit. So we were just coming in confident and just having each other's back.
Yeah. Tell me about your journey through this postseason. You had some games where, you know, you had to leave a little earlier, I'm sure, than you were used to, allowing some walks. How did the postseason progress for you, and what was your way to just not get down on yourself?
Yeah, just knowing Liz is always behind me pitching. It's great. We're a great pitcher. Like, we're great together as pitchers. Timmy has always been saying that since the beginning of the season, and it's just great having her behind me, knowing that she comes in relief.
Yeah. Was the experience of playing in the tournament last year, was that beneficial coming into this season and coming into the postseason this year?
Last year we just got a little down, but this year we came in just being confident, and once we got past that first game, we were coming in just very confident, very excited, and wanting to come and win this.
Yeah. Y'all lost two games by one run each this year. It almost was perfect, but you know, sometimes maybe those losses kind of keep you focused a little bit, don't you think?
Yes, it's great. Timmy's been saying that it's hard to beat a team three times in a row. So once we lost to Paige, she was like, it's okay, like, we'll get them next time.
Yeah. Tell me about Timmy and the coaching staff here. How great are they to play for?
It's great, and especially since he brought Duff up, Coach Duff up, it's amazing. He's a great coach. He always pushes us, and it's amazing.
Another water bucket.
Oh!
Timmy Wakeman. As they sneak in and get him down below us. That's good. Well, he was a little hot and a little sweaty, too, so he needed that. Well, that's good. Hey, congratulations picking up the win and state championship. They'll never be able to take that away from you.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. And, hey, you got two more years, maybe two more titles, huh?
Hopefully, maybe.
That's great. Congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, again, we'll do it again. You're being relieved by Liz here
on our
post-game report. So, Liz, grab the headsets there. And Liz Bilbo, who picks up the save. Wow, same thing to you. What's the state championship feel like right now?
It feels really good. It kind of feels like a dream.
Yeah.
The season did not feel that long, but, I mean, we're here and we made it and we did it.
Yeah, did you think you would be in this role that you took in the postseason? Starting the year, I know you just got called. This was your first year on varsity. And they seem to kind of work you in slowly and let you get used to varsity level. Did you think you would be such a prominent role player on this team?
When I got moved up to varsity, I was really excited. Kind of knew that I would be like backup pitcher because Lexi's a great pitcher and she does the job all the time. And once postseason happened, they started using me more, and everyone had confidence for me, had my back. And the more and more I pitched, they saw how I could help, and you saw how Lexi and me being put together was like a good strategy and threw them off. So then we started doing it more, and then here we are at the state championship, and it worked again.
Yeah. Well, Timmy's talked about how you – so what's your philosophy of pitching? How would you describe yourself as a pitcher?
I mean, I'm definitely not as fast as Lexi. She has a lot of velocity. She has good spin. But Timmy always tells me that I have, like, good spin to where, as a lefty pitcher, Lexi, with velocity, is pitching. And then I come in as a righty pitcher with spin and a different release and just messes up with their mind, their reaction time, and all of that.
Yeah.
So it definitely works.
Yeah. From when I've been able to sit behind home plate and watch, you have no problem moving the ball all over the zone. You're not afraid to pitch inside, outside, up, down. It's quite a different mindset than trying to overpower everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you wind up going 11-0 on the season. I don't know if you knew the numbers. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And you wind up with three saves in the playoffs. three wins and three saves, all in relief. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but that, yeah. It's good.
1-3, got the win yesterday. Mm-hmm. All right, the last 2 days, Lexi has stopped and talked with you for a few seconds each time. Yeah. What did she tell you yesterday, and what did she tell you today?
Every time we stop and I tell her she did a great job, and she'll tell me how the umpires are, if they have like a tight zone, what they're calling on lefties, righties, what this girl needs, what each person batters, they're like which pitches they like, and basically just saying that I got it. She has confidence for me.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, you gave everybody a heart attack in the seventh inning by the way, but you got the fly out. What was the last pitch? Do you remember what it was?
The last pitch was a screw inside.
Okay. Inside screwball.
Yep.
She hit it fairly well, but plenty of room for Hadley to bring it in. Mm-hmm. So that's the clincher.
As soon as she hit it, I knew it was going to be out.
All
right. Our outfielders always got it.
Yeah. How's it? Nice to pitch behind a defense that like you all have. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, it looks like everybody's ready to head on out of here, and celebration. Y'all probably stop and get a nice championship meal on the way home. And I bet you there's going to be a nice waiting party when you get back to Woodstock, too.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
And state champions. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Liz.